Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative, and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You are listening to Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on Newstalk Radio, 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. All of the opinions expressed on this program are mine. They are not necessarily the opinions of Newstalk 550 KTSA Radio or their affiliates. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. You can also email me at VFWilliMD, that's VFWILLIMD, at TWAAMC.com. Tonight we are going to be discussing cholesterol and arginine. And if we have time, we're going to talk about telomere. I just want to remind you that my book, Grow Younger Like Me, Feel 29 Again and Again, is due out at the end of this month. And you can get a copy of it at Barnes & Noble's, all the other normal places like iTunes and the other normal outlets for books. All right? You can also get it from my website also. All right? For more information, call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558. That's 210-495-8558. Or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's www.feel29.com. As always, I want to remind you that this year, over 750,000 people will die from coronary artery disease. 550,000 will die from cancer. An astounding 100,000 will die from adverse effects of illegally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. That's correct. 100,000 will die from adverse effects of legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. One in every three American adults have hypertension. 23 million will be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes this year. Remember, in 1950, there were less than 1 million type 2 diabetics in the country. Now we're going to have 23 million diagnosed just this year. In 2007, there were 750,000 joint replacements done. By 2015, we expect that there will be 2 million joint replacement done in the year 2015. Last year, there were 350 million patient visits to physicians, but there was an astounding 420 million patient visits to alternative medical practitioners. It means that people are seeking out alternative physicians to help cure their problems. Because, you know, as a physician, we put band-aids on things. We do not cure people's problems. You know, if you are 15 and you have depression, or if you're 20 and you have hypertension, or if you're 25 and you have diabetes, you are going to be on medications for the rest of your life. As a matter of fact, you're going to be on several medications because they'll have to give you more medication to take care of the side effects of these medications. All right. But, you know, alternative medical practitioners, what they do is they try to dig deep to find the cause of the problem and repair the problem. Now, today, our first topic is going to be about cholesterol, this malaligned subject. I want you to all understand, number one, that cholesterol does not cause heart disease. That's correct. Cholesterol does not cause heart disease. The cause of heart disease and the cause of 85% of medical problems is inflammation. Inflammation in your body is good if it's short-lived, bad if it's long-lived. For instance, you sprain your ankle, it swells. That is called inflammation. The swelling is the body's response by sending a bunch of cells, macrophages. These cells are there to fix the problem. All right? So if your swelling is gone within a week, that was good inflammation. If 3 months later you still have swelling of your ankle, that is bad. That is called chronic inflammation. And chronic inflammation causes multiple medical problems, including heart disease is a chronic inflammation problem. Now, cholesterol has been maligned by being accused of causing heart disease. You know, the number one selling drugs in this country is cholesterol-lowering drugs, which have a multitude of medical problems. But, you know, we don't even look at those things. I want you to understand that more people die of heart disease with normal cholesterol than what die of heart disease with elevated cholesterol. That's correct. More people die of heart disease with normal cholesterol than who die of heart disease with elevated cholesterol. Now, 80% of your cholesterol in your body is made by the liver, because it's needed by the body. That's right. 80% is made by the liver. Only 20% comes from the food you eat. Now, let me just quickly touch on the benefits of cholesterol. Number one, cholesterol provides stability to cell membranes to enable them to selectively regulate vital substances needed for your survival to enter and exit the cell. Cholesterol is part of the walls of your cells. That's correct. So in other words, if you don't have cholesterol, you could not make a cell. And in your body, you have over 100 trillion cells in your body. Every day, approximately 5 trillion cells die, and when they die, your body has to replace them with 5 trillion new cells. Well, guess what? Every one of those 5 trillion cells need cholesterol to make the walls. That's correct. It's like making the roof of your house. If you don't have a roof, you don't have a house. See, the way your body works is this. In the morning, there's a phone call from your body to Home Depot. Hey, Home Depot, I am building 5 trillion homes or cells. Can you please send me a shipment of cholesterol? Now, Home Depot is your liver. So your liver makes the cholesterol and sends the cholesterol to where it's needed. That cholesterol is called LDL, the quote-unquote bad cholesterol. All right? Now, after the body uses up the cholesterol to make the walls of all the cells, it sends what's left over back to the liver. That's called HDL, the good cholesterol. Isn't that incredible? That's how the body works. Now, I want you to understand something. I have a cut on my hand. All right. I have a scar on my hand. Now, that scar is what you'd call a plaque. Now, if you were to biopsy that scar, it would be loaded with cholesterol. Correct. That would be considered a plaque. Now, cholesterol did not cause the cut in my hand. It was part of the reparative process, because guess what happens? To repair a damage to your skin, or for that matter, your arteries or your heart muscle, the body has to use cholesterol to make the new cells that's going to fix the problem. So cholesterol is part of the repair process of your body. So in other words, just because cholesterol is there, that doesn't mean that cholesterol caused the damage. Cholesterol is part of the repair process. It's like saying, You know, every time I see a traffic accident, there's an ambulance there. Therefore, the ambulance must be the one causing the problem. Does that logic sound right to you? Well, guess what? In your body, every time you have damage to an artery or damage to your heart, there will be cholesterol laid down to fix the problem. And yes, there will be cholesterol in every plaque, but cholesterol did not cause the damage. So cholesterol, one, is involved in repairing, in making the walls of your new cells. Cholesterol maintains the structure of your arteries and your vessels. When your cholesterol level is low, your immune system will be suppressed because your immune system needs to make cells. You see, if you have an injury, your body makes a lot of immune cells. And if you don't have cholesterol, you can't make the immune cells to fight the illness or disease. So cholesterol is vitally important in your immune system. Cholesterol is one of your body's natural cancer protectors. As a matter of fact, cholesterol takes the sunlight and converts it to vitamin D. So if your cholesterol is low, guess what you will not have? You would not have vitamin D because cholesterol is required for that. Cholesterol acts as an insulator around the nerves and protect your nervous system from disease. You see, there's something called myelin. That's the fluid around the nerves. It's the conduction gel that allows your nerves to move lightning fast. And cholesterol is very important in the formation of myelin. So when your cholesterol is low, that myelin is decreased and your nerves respond, your cells respond slower, because the nerves are slower. Therefore, you get foggy brain. Cholesterol produces hormones which assist with healing your body from injury or infections. Cholesterol is imperative for your brain to function. Your brain is 85% fat, and cholesterol is a big portion of that fluid around your brain. So cholesterol is not only your brain function, it also is influential in your memory capacity. Because when you gain new knowledge, your brain makes new cells, and without cholesterol to make the walls of these new cells, you couldn't make new cells. Serotonin receptors in the brain need cholesterol to function properly. So your serotonin level, serotonin is an important neurotransmitter. Low levels of serotonin can cause depression, anxiety, mood swings, temperature regulation problems, loss of libido, and appetite and sleep disorders. So cholesterol is very important in serotonin formation. Here's the kicker. Cholesterol actually produces testosterone, estrogen, and progesterone. You know, when they put you on that cholesterol-lowering drugs, do they tell you that part of the process would be low libido and that you would not be able, you would lose your sex drive? Did they tell you that? Would you still be taking cholesterol if that's the case? Well, cholesterol-lowering drugs lowers your testosterone, estrogen, and progesterone. So your sex drive is down, you become lethargic, you have fatigue, you have hot flashes, you have menstrual irregularities, pregnancy miscarriages, and bony mineral density deficiency, all because of the reduction in your sex hormones. Cholesterol is also important in steroid hormone productions. These are things like cortisol, your sex hormones, your estrogens, your glucocorticoids, your cortisol, your aldosterone, water retention. So cholesterol is a big part of all your hormones. Cholesterol is also very important in digestion because cholesterol makes bile. And bile is the enzyme that breaks down fatty foods. When you have a greasy meal, bile breaks it down and you can now have lipids to be absorbed into your body. Cholesterol strengthens our intestinal walls. Insulin hormone, which is related to your blood sugar, is made from cholesterol. As a matter of fact, having your cholesterol too low will accelerate the signs of aging. As a result, these age-related diseases may increase at an early age. So low cholesterol can lead to early death. There have been studies that revealed that cholesterol and Parkinson's disease is related. A low cholesterol increases your risk of Parkinson's disease. If you have kidney disease or kidney dysfunction, you have an increased risk of its worsening if your cholesterol level is too low. Cholesterol is naturally formed in your body, and to attempt to reduce your cholesterol level to such a degree that it cannot carry out its purposes may be dangerous to your health and may lead to an early death. All right? Now, one other thing I do want to mention is that when you take the cholesterol-lowering drugs, they reduce your CoQ10 levels. CoQ10 is essential for your mitochondria to make ATP, which is the energy source of the cells. So if you're taking cholesterol-lowering drugs and you're not on coenzyme Q10, there's a big problem with that. You need to be on it. All right? You are listening to Dr. Vernon Williams on Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on Newstalk 550 KTSA Radio. The call-in number is 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillymd, that's vfwillimd at twaamc.com. Tonight we are talking about cholesterol and arginine, and if we have time, we're going to talk about telomere TA65. I want you to remember my book, Grow Younger Like Me, Feel 29 Again and Again, is due out at the end of this month, and you can get a copy from Barnes & Noble, from iTunes, from all the regular media outlets, and you could also get it from our website. If you need further information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558 or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's feel29.com. All right, so we just finished talking about cholesterol. The next subject we're going to talk about is arginine. Now, arginine is an amino acid that you have, that's a natural amino acid that you get whenever you eat proteins. That's correct. When you eat proteins, your body absorbs amino acid. Well, arginine is one of those things. And arginine, what it does is that it helps your body that the cells that line your arteries release nitrous oxide. Now, nitrous oxide is what you get when you have a heart attack and you take a pill under your tongue, a nitroglycerin pill. The nitroglycerin dilates your arteries and your veins, and because of that, you have less work on the heart and it relieves your chest pain. Now, I want you to think about this. You go into Home Depot and you purchase a water hose. You pick it up, you bend it, it's very flexible. You look down the barrel, it's pristine. You turn the water on and the water pressure is pew. That's your artery at 15. A year later, you pick up the water hose and you try to bend it. It feels like it wants to crack. You look down the barrel of the hose and you see all these tiny little projections in there. Those are plaques. And then you turn on the water faucet and the water pressure is low. That's your artery at 60. Arginine changes your artery at 60 into an artery of 15 by increasing the production of nitric oxide by the cells that line the inside of your arteries and your veins. That's correct. Well, how does it do that? Well, you know, when you're young, your arteries are young, and your cells that line the lining of the arteries and the veins produce a lot of nitrous oxide, which then dilates the arteries and the veins, and the nitrous oxide helps the cells become more energized, and the cells clean up the arterial walls so that you don't have any plaques or anything like that when you're young. As you get older, these cells also get older, and they produce less and less nitric oxide. Well, L-arginine in high dose does the same thing. In a study in California done in 2000, it showed that they took 34 people who were on a heart transplant list, and they gave them a high dose arginine in the 10 gram range per day. And after about 3 months, they took all of them off the heart transplant list because the arginine had improved their arteries so much that their heart function was better. Well, the benefits of L-arginine, one, it supports the cardiovascular system. It enhances blood flow to your vital organs. It combats the negative effects of premature cardiovascular aging. It aids in by giving you anti-aging benefits. So what it really does is, number one, it helps protect you from heart disease by, one, energizing your arteries and making your arteries more pliable so your heart doesn't have to work as hard to pump blood through the arteries into the veins. Number two, whereby doing this, it lowers your blood pressure. So it lowers your blood pressure, it strengthens your heart, and protects you from heart disease. Because it helps cleans up the arteries, you have less plaquing in the arteries, and therefore it helps protect you against having strokes. So it helps against heart attacks, and it helps against strokes. It also tells your pituitary gland to make growth hormone. Now, growth hormone is very important. I know you've heard all the stories about growth hormone and the athletes and using it for performance enhancement. But the way growth hormone works in your body is this. If you're 12 years old and your growth hormone is low, then you would probably be a couple inches shorter than you are today. Growth hormone does exactly what it says. It helps the body fix problems. All right. When your growth hormone level is low, your body says, you know what? Let's go ahead and fix that problem in a month or so. When your growth hormone level is optimal, growth hormone says to your body, go ahead and fix that problem right now. So you see, that's why athletes like to use it, because when they play sports, they get injured a lot, and the growth hormone helps them recover a lot quicker. So that's what growth hormone does for you. And arginine helps increase your growth hormone. So arginine, number one, is 1,000 times more powerful than any naturally occurring antioxidant in the body. That's right. Arginine has antioxidant properties, and it supports various body functions and may protect against heart disease, stroke, cancer, and diabetes, and slow the aging process. So it's an anti-aging medication. Arginine enhances your memory, particularly long-term memory, and may help to reverse the effects of dementia and Alzheimer's. We already mentioned that it boosts growth hormone production. It enhances the communication between cells and nerves in the brain. It helps to improve your immune function and help you fight bacterial infections. There are many studies that indicate that arginine may also help by preventing diabetes. Now, arginine also helps in your circulation, so it helps in your circulation to your fingers and your toes, and it helps for ED, in erectile dysfunction, by increasing the circulation to your penis. It also helps for females in improving the lubrication of the vaginal area. So it enhances sexual performance by treating ED, and it helps the women in their vaginal lubrication. Arginine is also useful for treatment of asthma because it helps opens up the arteries in the lungs, which helps with the oxygenation, and it also helps with that. It helps with muscle mass, so it helps improve your muscles and helps improve your bone density because of the HGH production, the growth hormone production. Also help with wound healing and may also improve the function of your prostate. So in other words, arginine is one of those amino acids that if you take in high dose, you can actually anti-age yourself and improve a lot of your body functions. Now, I don't think we'll have time to talk about telomere testing and TA65, so we'll do that on another time. I just want you to remind you that you are listening to Dr. Vernon F. Williams, and you are listening to Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on KTSA 550 Radio in San Antonio, Texas. My phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. You can also reach us at the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558 or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's feel29.com. Now I want to remind you that my new book, Grow Younger Like Me, Feel 29 Again and Again, is due out in early April. You can get a copy from Barnes & Noble and any other book outlet on the internet. You can get it from iTunes and those other channels. And you can also get it from my website. All right? Thank you all very much. Once again, this is Dr. Vernon Williams, and we'll see you next week.